afternoon. This is Ketchel Kirk, and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I'm here in the Fine Music Radio studio with Dr. Sally McFarlane. Now, Sally's done a PhD in astrophysics, but we're not going to talk about astrophysics today. We're going to talk about a rather different topic, which is astrotourism. I'm sure a lot of you have seen all the tourists that are pouring into Cape Town at the moment, and they're all coming to do what? We don't know, but they're going to go to the winelands and the waterfront and whatever, and the lovely Kirstenbosch Gardens. We would like them to also look at the night skies. So Sally, tell us, what is astrotourism and why do you think it's so important for the country?
Good afternoon, Ketchel. So, of course, astrotourism is the buzzword of South Africa at the moment. It's really with the coming of such amazing projects such as SKA and the South African Large Telescope. Of course, we've had a lot more interest in astronomy, both on a local level and an international level.
So people want to come here and they want to see these instruments, and they also want to enjoy something of our night skies. Something that the listeners may not be too aware of is that, you know, in the Northern Hemisphere, people see a little itty-bitty end of the Milky Way. Down here in the south, we see right into the heart of the Milky Way, and we have all sorts of other exciting objects to look at. And so a lot of people from the north who have an interest in astronomy, they want to come down here and have a look at what we've got to show them.
No, absolutely. I worked a lot in lodges around South Africa this past year, and that's something that I definitely found, is that guests would come from international places. They'd see our night skies and go crazy because we have such amazingly beautiful dark night skies.
And when they're at these lodges, you know, how can they take advantage of the night skies? I mean, are the field guides trained? Do they know what to show them?
This is, of course, one of the biggest concerns that we've got in these areas at the moment. So when you're talking about astrotourism and guiding, you've either got astronomers or astrophysicists who know a lot about astronomy, but unfortunately they don't know enough about guiding.
So or about people.
Or about people, yes, of course. And then on the other side, you've got guides who are brilliant. They know how to interact with people, but they don't have the astronomy background. Mm. So what we're hoping to do now is merge the two. And in order to do that, we need to start teaching.
And I understand that if you call yourself a field guide in this area, you need to have done a course. You need to have a qualification. And there isn't such a qualification for stargazing or astronomy for field guides, is there?
No, and it's quite bizarre when you start thinking about it, that there is no qualification, formal qualification, for astronomy. Mm. So the nature field guides themselves, they do touch on astronomy in their coursework, but the kind of astronomy that they look at is not particularly relevant to South Africa. What we've got is a wealth of information here and a lot of cultural relevance that we need to start bringing into our astrotourism and talking about to our guests.
So this is the stories of the original inhabitants and the significance of the night sky for them.
There's so much, a wealth of knowledge. Not only are we doing this to tell the guests, but also as a means of protecting this knowledge and ensuring that it lasts for years to come.
So we're hoping that astrotourism is going to be put firmly on the map and that it becomes more organized in the country. That sounds like a good plan to me.
Ah, absolutely to me. So we've got to watch this space because I think there's very exciting things to come.
Thank you very much for coming to the studio to talk to us about it, Sally McFarlane. And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.